This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Lots of organizations are holding events to celebrate Black History Month. Among them, the Washington State History Museum in Tacoma with its Black History Project. Lanisha DeBartolabin is on the advisory committee for that and is also executive director of the Northwest African American Museum in Seattle and is here now to tell us more about what's coming up. Hi.
Hi there. Good to be here.
Glad to talk to you. So among the events focusing on Washington State's Black history will be a program talking about two men, Jacob Lawrence, an acclaimed artist, and a pioneer who was named George Bush, both African-American, but with very different stories, yet also connected. Tell us a little bit about them.
So George Bush was a pioneer of this region who defied racism. He exemplified interracial collaboration, and he built a legacy of Black excellence. And Jacob Lawrence, who relocated here to Seattle in about 1970, he was truly a genius of the Black arts. And he told the story of Black Americana through art. And he also told the story of George Bush as well. And so they are very much connected men.
And those paintings are viewable locally.
They are. The Washington State Historical Society holds these paintings in their collection.
Artists are often at the center of helping us figure out who we are as a society. And a newer idea, just a few years old, is that February, in addition to being Black History Month, is also Black Futures Month. What's the important difference there?
Black Futures Month allows us to look forward, to imagine and to reimagine the kind of community and region and world that we want. And it inspires, Black Futures Month inspires us to build that world, to make our world anew. That is what Black history has been about, creating a more equitable, a more beloved place. And Black Futures Month empowers us to make it so.
February is always an opportunity to talk about Black history, but of course you do this year round. And I know some people sort of chafe at the idea of Black History Month in the sense that Black history should be better represented throughout all of history. Where do you come down in that conversation?
Black History Month is such a vital time of year. And we at the Northwest African American Museum, we believe in the importance of Black History Month. We believe in the significance of designating a time to commemorate, to reflect, to remember, to renew, so that we can emerge as our very best selves in this world. Black history is for everyone. It is meant to inspire and inform everyone about how we all can overcome, how we all can achieve in spite of the odds set against us.
Do you feel like the world of history is getting to a place where when you walk into a museum that is not specifically a Black History Museum and you do it in August, that you're seeing the history of Black people in this country better represented? Is there progress being made in incorporating Black history into what people think of as broader history?
That's a good question, Ed. It's not consistent enough. In some situations, in some locales, in some institutions, yes, they have become conscious to the fact that African-American history is American history. African-American art is American art. African-American music is American music. And there is a presence, a Black presence, that enriches and enhances those institutions and those spaces year-round. But then there are other locales that continue to marginalize and isolate our stories to the detriment of our communities.
when historians look back on this time, on all of us alive today, what will they highlight about this moment?
Well, Ed, you'll have to be around 100 years from now to ask the historians. Because when I think about 100 years ago, when I think about 1921 and the fierce battles that African Americans had to endure just to survive, just to be educated, to gain access to public libraries and schools and buses, and to have the opportunity to marry who they want to marry. And there were so many barriers to first-class citizenship in this country 100 years ago. I don't know if historians of that day could have envisioned how far we've come and the remnants that would still be around in 2021. And so as I look forward to 2121, I think they will recognize the shifts that are taking place. There is a new era emerging right now. There's a shift, a paradigm shift that could lead us in a lot of new directions. Our choices will determine what direction our country, our community will go in.
Lanisha DeBartoleben, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ed.